Well, after 20 years, seven electoral wins, I think it's time to make an announcement that I will not be running in the next election. This month, April, marks the official end of Timmins James Bay as an electoral region. The Boundary Commission has decided that our region, which is already bigger than the United Kingdom, deserves to be even bigger with this new electoral riding of Meshkigawak, Kapuskasing, Timmins, a riding that includes an extra 20,000 square kilometers of terrain. When I look at the enormity of that region and the need to build relations from the get-go, it strikes me this is a perfect time to pass the baton, because this requires, I think, new energy and new direction, and it's a good moment to make that transition. I've always believed that politics is rooted in the people of our region. People talk about politics and federal politics as though it's some kind of soap opera in Ottawa, but for me, it was always the conversations at kitchen tables, the people at the Tim Hortons, the Legion Hall events, the country dances, the funerals, the graduations that I got to witness. I want to say how proud I am to have been the MP, because I got to see the dignity and the decency of ordinary people who are sometimes facing enormous challenges. I'm so proud of our team who was there every day to make sure that people didn't fall through the cracks. That was our work. That still is our work. And for that, I thank the people for their trust, and I want to assure them that I'm not going anywhere. I will continue to serve out this term in Parliament. And I always knew when I went to Parliament back in 2004, at the end of the day, I'd be coming home to Northern Ontario. So I will be here in the North. I will continue to do my work in the North. I'm passionate about the North, but I do think that this is an opportune time after 20 years to make a change. I also think it's a really good time for the party, because we have scored incredible victories in this Parliament. Our fight on dental care, our fight to take on the grocery giants, the work we did to try and get Canada to take a position on peace in Gaza, to me shows that we're being true to the values of what people voted for. And for our next candidate, the new riding actually offers incredible opportunities. It's a much stronger NDP fortress. I think, again, a new candidate will bring more excitement and new vision to this project. So I will be here till the next election is called. The party will begin a process for choosing the next candidate. It's going to be a very exciting time. And I just want to say that, after 20 years of being a part-time dad, part-time husband, part-time neighbor, I owe a lot of back time to the people I love. And so it's been fantastic. It's been an honor, but it comes for us all. And so my time is now to say I'm going to do what needs to get done for our region, but on different terms, and to invite a new direction as the new riding prepares for the coming election. So thank you.
Charlie, if I may, the politics that have been going on lately, I mean, I can envision, and I don't think many people would disagree with me, is that Pierre Poilievre and the Conservative Party are going to say, well, he's part of the coalition with the Liberals, and he knows he's not going to beat Gaétan Millette. How would you react to that?
Well, we haven't elected a Conservative in Timmins in 40 years. And I've fought like hell in every single election, and nobody ever gave me a victory. We won every victory. But Pierre Poilievre's going to say what he's going to say. He's going to trash me. He's always trashed me. I don't care. When I look at the size of the riding, and for me, it's about respect to voters. Those voters deserve the energy of someone coming in, and I think this is a strong New Democrat region, and our team will win this next election. That I'm sure. And we're not saying anything about where we're going with the next candidate, but these steps are all being taken now. So Pierre can say whatever he wants. I mean, and he will. But we've got other things to worry about than that. So.
Okay.